I was stressed, and you guys know I don't be stressing like that. I was in the Traeger.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me stop you there.
What the hell? But anyways, you asked me, right, what I think, right?
You're okay. A coward. 43. What's up, babe? Welcome back to another episode of the TCR podcast.
What's up, babe?
Another night, another day that we missed Tuesday upload, pero no pasa nada. Yesterday, we had a very, very tiring day.
Literally.
I don't know if you guys follow us on Instagram or all that, you know, TikTok, but we actually went camping for the second time in our lives, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad at all. No complaints.
I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it?
I did.
A lot of people.
The weather was really good. It was not hot at all. I had a cousin like, it's gonna be so freaking hot. No, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I even slept with a San Marcos Mexican cobija, bro. And we're like in Florida.
Yeah, it was chilly. Yeah. It was chilly. Luckily, Nito, which is your brother, he actually told me to, when I was putting the tent up, I wasn't gonna put that cover on, right? Which pretty much stops all the, like, what is
sereno?
It? Sereno? What is sereno in English?
The dew? I don't know.
Whatever that is.
Anyways.
He told me to put that on. I wasn't going to do it because I was like, if I leave it off, it'll keep the night fresh, right? But he's like, nah, put it out. So I put it. Luckily, I put it, but I left our window open in the back.
You did.
Which the window was like half a foot from us, you know? ¿Y cómo amanecimos?
Yo, I woke up and I'm like, why the hell? Literally only one little piece of my head was wet.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
They said shoddy, babe.
Until Mando's like, oh, it's because I left like a little window behind us open, like unzipped basically. And I was like, I would have never knew that. I would have done the same thing. I would have kept off that extra little layer and just kept it open because somebody told us.
Amanda told us.
Yeah. Somebody told us to leave it open, but maybe she wasn't talking about that part. I don't know. But anyways, it was a good time. We were out there for 2 days, one night. Got super lit.
Super lit. We actually are uploading a vlog on this, so stay tuned. Hopefully today, si no mañana, but it'll be up.
Honestly, the plan wasn't even to vlog. We were just vibing, going with the flow. It was a kind of last minute thing. Not really. We had like a whole week to plan it, but I didn't even think to vlog. I had so many other things going on myself that I was a little bit going crazy. I'm not even gonna lie.
She was stressed out vibes. No lie.
I was stressed, and you guys know I don't be stressing like that. But I was like, fuck it. It is what it is. I can't do nothing about it. So basically, I had big events that weekend for the party plug. And when it's a big event, especially since we're super new at this, I like to be there. I like to go, especially because I'm very particular with everything. And I don't have like a set go-to person yet for the party plug. So yeah, I was a little stressed because I'm like, oh my God. And then my sister wanted to go camping. And I literally told her, I'm like, Maria, I cannot this week. I can't until literally the end of the month is a weekend that I have free. And mi mom me dijo, ¿sabes qué? Tu hermana se enojó porque dice que you're never available for her birthday. And I was like, oh my God, okay, let me go. But we went. We made it happen. Last minute, there was some little freaking like drama. Basically, the area where we went to go set up, some of the people that work there take their job too goddamn serious, being Karens. You know how that goes. And we were in the middle of camping with no signal. So I had my people trying to call me like, hey, there's this person tripping. And then with no signal, it was a little headache. I'm not going to lie, but it was worth it. Shout out to Jenny and my tío Isma. They made it happen. I could have picked better people for this, right?
We have a lot of people that are new on this podcast and don't know exactly what you're talking about. What business are you talking about? What is it,
baby? So, I started in December. Another business called The Party Plug Rentals. Basically renting out a whole bunch of stuff for parties, like marquee letters, chairs, tables, tents, anything you can think of that you need for a party. If you're in the Tampa Bay area or surrounding area, hit us up. We got it all. And if you don't see it on our page, Don't worry. Just send me a message. I'll probably get it just for you that weekend, you know? So, yeah, like I said, it's super new. My plan is to one day it be so busy that I can hire on all my family members that I want to have an easier type of job. Because a lot of these, a lot of our rental things are like you drop off in the morning, you pick up at night. So for the rest of the day, you're pretty much free. So yeah, that's basically why I started it. And because one of my first businesses that I ever wanted was actually an event company. I told you that, right?
You did say that a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this could kind of get my foot in there. Yeah, you know, little by little, we'll grow it and see a ver a donde nos lleva. But anyways, that is that.
But before we move on from the camping trip and all that, I actually posted, I don't know if you posted it, but I posted the grill falling over and all that. And I want to go ahead and give y'all the full story on it because I know on the vlog I was editing it this morning. I was trying to make it make sense, but let me make it make sense here so I can explain and you guys can understand. Pretty much, we left, we woke up 6 a.m. I put the grill on the truck. I put everything in there. I actually put the gas tank, the propane tank, on the bottom of the grill, thinking that it was going to hold it down.
Yeah.
And then pushed all the stuff. I mean, the truck was tight.
Yeah, it was crammed. It was tight.
It was super tight, right? Whatever, right? We're literally an hour into the drive. ¿Sí o no?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about we're luckily, it was super early. There was not a lot of cars on the road, right? So, out of nowhere, like the grill literally just said, whoop, and just falls on the side of the road. I'm like, what the hell?
It lands in the median. So it doesn't land in the lanes or even like the side lane. It literally landed in the grass area. But I was literally sleeping.
I had just fallen asleep.
And then I hear Mando say, oh, the grill fell. And I was like, what? I was so confused as to how, because like Mando said, the back was super, super packed. Like everything was nice and tight put together. And he had the grill on there, the grill propane tank in there. So there was no way for it to move out of there because everything was on top of it también. So God knows how it happens,
but
it happens.
But The cool thing, I guess we got lucky. Honestly, there was not a lot of cars on the highway, and it literally just fell on the side of the road. Like I literally backed up, maybe like 400 feet. I had to hit the reversa to go back. I literally braked right away, got to the side of the road. I hit the reverse, and then you know it was in pieces. So I literally just threw all the stuff onto the truck, and I was like, dang, I had to buy a new grill, you know?
Literally, we went to go buy a grill right after that because everybody was already 20 minutes away from the spring. So if we wouldn't have taken the grill, what gave you almost comido?
And the thing that you guys don't know is that I actually, this is the second time this happens to me. We're actually heading, the first time it happened to me, we're heading to a tailgate. Me and your brother and your cousin. And I don't know why they put the grill on my truck and everyone else went on their own, right? Next thing you know, the grill literally, same thing, literally flies out the truck. And this time there was a cop behind me.
Oh my God.
The cop literally dodged it and kept going. I'm like, okay. And then I literally said, oh man, I grabbed the grill, threw it onto the truck. But at that point, igual, the grill was in pieces. I had to throw it back on, and then by the time I had it back on the truck, the cop turned around. He was like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Are you good? Because he's the one that dodged it. Y no pasó nada.
Thank God. So, but my thing is, I don't even understand how this happened because I've told you guys a million times, Mando is like the safest driver out there. He drives like a grandpa. He is not hauling ass at all, swerving through traffic, none of that. He's on a highway. He's the one going 55 on the highway most,
you're right?
So how the hell did it randomly fly off? I don't understand.
Yeah, so note to self, whenever, no matter what, no matter how, when, what, just strap the grill down.
Thank God it wasn't a Traeger.
Yeah, that's it.
Pero también te iba a decir otra cosa. Why you never told me about the first time?
I never told you?
You guys... said that the girl fell off the truck, but you never told me you were the one driving the truck. Yeah, did he even buy my brother a new grill or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got him a new grill.
Oh, I was about to say, pinche mando. I had no idea that that would have been your second time.
Yeah, that was my
easier
second time.
I would have been like, did he strap it down?
So, yeah, not the, it's not going to happen again. No matter what, no matter how far I'm
pues
going.
Pues ya sería la tercera,
yeah,
way.
Yeah, 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 con yeah. Esa. Pinche la tercera mando. La vencida, and that's not going to happen. So, yeah, moving on. So, babe, you know, like last week I went to a dentist, right?
Literally, he just moved on that quick.
Yeah, yeah, moving on. Yeah, yeah, moving yeah. on. Uh-huh. Last week I went to a dentist, got my teeth cleaned y todo el pedo. But I feel like I got to go to the what's it, the eye doctor.
I mean, to that joke. I already know.
I got to go to the eye doctor, you know?
Why, why?
I can't get my eyes off of you, babe.
Why?
You're so sexy. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another TCR podcast, episode 43. You know what I right, this ain't no joke or nothing. We're 9 episodes away from 52. 52 is Dang. A year that we've been doing podcasts nonstop, sometime in August.
Oh, okay.
So it's about to come. We got to do something special.
It's going to be a year?
A year. We started August 12 or something like that.
What the hell? This is Shoddy B. Shoddy B, sorry.
That's crazy, right? That Time flies. Crazy. Like a whole year of podcasting.
It
nonstop.
Doesn't feel like a year.
We haven't missed a week, like we said last week, but we missed maybe a day or whatever, but we haven't missed a week. So I think that's badass.
So that's in August?
That's in August. So yeah, stay
and
tuned.
And then are we going to have a break or is it like never ending?
Nah, I don't think we need breaks. Aye. Let me know down below if you guys need breaks. Nah, they don't want breaks.
Okay.
What I was telling Lily earlier, well, no, she was telling me, she was like, dang, babe, we should record 2 podcasts. I'm like, damn, I could barely record 1.
It's because we're always recording like at 10. Right now it's like 10:30. We're supposed to record like at
8. We literally got home, sat on the couch. I was like, all right, babe, at 8 o'clock, we're going to get up. At 8:30, we're still laying there on the phone.
But you know what? I'm testing you.
Testing me?
I am testing you, yes. Because you know damn well that I'm not the one that falls asleep on the couch. Uh-huh. I'm not the one, like, I could be up. Yes or no? Right. So I'm like, okay, he says 8. Vamos a ver if it's 8, right? And then 8 came around y todavía estás así en el phone. And I'm like, looking at you like, I know you're looking at that time. You know you had 30 minutes. Pero no, I'm mi amigo. And I'm like, okay, if he don't say nothing, I'm not going to say nothing either. And then 10 minutes passed by y todavía estás así. Why?
Well, I was actually looking for a couple topics for today, pero no encontré nada. I was just scrolling on TikTok. Pero no pasa nada.
Yeah, I've already noticed. When I'm looking for something on TikTok, I don't find it. Right. You literally have to search it. Especially right now. My TikTok freaking sucks.
What does your TikTok consist of right now?
Right
what
now, does it consist I'm of? On fucking bee TikTok. Bees? I see all these beehives
like
being
wax?
Rescued.
Wax?
Bees. Like bees.
What the hell?
Bees. Like they'll be in people's attics and shit. Yeah. Why? I don't know. I think it's because I let my niece and my nephew, I'm sorry, sister, be on my phone. And probably one of them saw bees. Another thing, I'm like on shark TikTok. Like I see all these shark attacks and shit. And what's the other thing? Home improvements, you know?
Mine is just like puro fuerza regida, chinito pacas, people like literally that. I'm in the paisa TikTok still.
I'm on paisa too, but I'm on literally bees, sharks, and home improvement TikTok all day.
Gotcha.
All day. To the point where I wasn't even on TikTok all weekend at all. Because I'm just like, boring.
Well, all right. One thing that was cool about back to the camping is that we literally tuned out off of social media. There was no signal out there. Like, we tuned out for a whole, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not even if we wanted to scroll, we couldn't. I thought that was pretty cool también, though.
Yeah, like, I didn't even have my phone for a lot of the time.
Yeah, I literally just gave up. At the beginning, I was trying to, like, scroll or find some music.
God damn.
Damn. We heard some loud noise out there. Let me check my cameras. But, yeah, it was badass being able to just, you know, tune out from the world and... And
anyways, before we move on, babe, what's up with that new hat I see you rocking already?
But yeah, you guys, this has been the style that I've been trying to release forever.
Literally.
And this literally is our first drop of hats this year. But like you said, we always drop some for the summer. And this right here, coming out this Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So you guys got to stay tuned. It'll be available first on the app. So you already know, download the app. I'm going to leave the link down below. And not only do we have this one right here, show them the other three, babe.
We also have the Humilde Guaris brand, which you guys know matches one of our sweaters and shirts that we released not that long ago. We have the Enfocado en la Victoria hat, which honestly, I think this is one of my favorite hats.
The color and the fit,
like Mando says. I actually wore one this color. I want to say, when was it? We went to some theme park and I was wearing I was hoping and praying that you picked this one and bruh.
Yeah.
Mira. Bruh. And then we have the Mexicanos versus Everybody hat that we're actually also going to do a matching shirt for. So stay tuned. But yeah, you guys, check them out. Like Wando says, they will be released on Thursday. This Thursday, right?
This Thursday, yeah. Like a couple days. 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, like I said earlier, and earlier on the app. So
I'll leave
the link for the app for sure down below. I'm not going to forget. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, they've literally been sitting in our on our desk for how long, Armando?
Moving on.
But yeah, they're finally out. And we have so many new girl shirts coming out because I know you guys are always like, Lily, when are you going to do more stuff for girls? And we have kids stuff coming out soon también. So stay tuned because, yeah, ya nos pusimos las pilas otra vez con Guaris. Not that we ever let it go, but I will be honest. I am a lot better at doing like guy merch. And when it comes to girl stuff, especially for you ladies that want a little bit more girly stuff, I come to a halt. Like, what the hell? But I finally did a lot of research. I finally said, okay, I think this summer, this is going to be the vibes. It did really good last year when we released something similar to this. So, okay, I'm going to do it again because it's still trending. Let me take advantage. And, let's do this. So I'm excited for all of those. It's so much, okay? And aside from that, there's a lot of shirts that a lot of you guys still wear to this day that I told Mando, let's do an updated version on it. Because you guys know, if you guys go buy like a Champion sweater, you can buy that sweater throughout the year in different colors that they release with different patterns and different whatever. And I was like, why don't we do the same? Because we have so many things that sell like crazy that we've had for so long, but it's always been the same color. So there's going to be new stuff coming out, new colors, summer vibes, and I'm super excited because
I'm excited, bro. Like,
es un chingo. Yeah, okay, so stay tuned.
I'm a little worried about the girls at the warehouse because they're gonna have a lot of work, a lot of printing to do. Pero no pasa nada.
It is
they're excited too.
Because you guys know that now we have full control of all of our prints. We do everything in house. In case you don't know, we have our own print company now at Dominating Prints. So if you guys ever want anything, hit us up. Literally, it's me and Mondo working. Behind the computer,
Making
your stuff come to life. There you go. And the girls, of course. But
Shout out to the team. To move on. But shout outs to the team. Without a team, you really can't do shit.
Definitely. So,
All right, babe. Father's Day is coming up, and I want to play a little quick game with you. I want to tell you what I think you got from your dad, and you got to tell me.
Oh, damn.
Because obviously, I've been with your dad. I've been around your dad a lot, and you've been around mine. So
we're
very familiar with each other's dads. So
Do
I go first or you go first?
You can go first.
I think one of the most like prominent things you get from your dad is... his attitude.
Like what?
Well, I'm gonna say it. Like corta mecha. Do you know what corta mecha means? Like when you
mecha corta,
whatever. Like a corta mecha on a firework, and then like you right away fire it up, and then bam, it explodes. Mm-hmm. That's literally you. You don't need much to tick you off. You don't need much to like get you mad like de volada. And I've seen your dad like he could get ticked off for nothing. I think honestly, which is a good thing, you have been able to control that, and you are able. And I think the older you get, the easier it is for you to control it and not to get into any altercations. Yeah, yeah,
you don't know my corta mecha, for real, for real.
But I'm saying, I think you're better. Not that you're better at that, but I think you can control it better. What do you think about that?
I can see where you say that.
Uh-huh.
I can see where you say that. But I don't think it'd be for no reason. I think whenever it's for something that's my pet peeve.
No, I'm not saying it's...
Because my daddy be for no reason sometimes. Like what? Use an example.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Like if his phone doesn't work and he gets mad at you and you do the freaking same.
I really babe, do.
Guys, all right. You guys. Lily thinks I'm fucking the Apple. What's Tim Cook?
I really do.
He thinks I'm... What's the Apple guy's name? The guy that made up Apple. What's his name? Steve Jobs. Lily thinks I'm fucking Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I'd be like, babe, my fucking phone don't work.
Why is my phone slow?
I'd be ready to chuck it out the window.
Why is my phone slow? Why don't I have signal? I'm like, it's bro, I don't understand.
I don't understand why my phone never works and Mando's works perfect.
And why is that my fault?
I don't know.
Why? And
you know, fix it for me.
And listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Fuck it. I'm gonna say it again. We literally get her a new phone. Well, she gets her own new phone, right? She gets a brand new phone, and 2 weeks later, she's complaining about it.
Bae.
To me.
Bae. But when I give it to you, is it messed up or no? Don't lie. Answer that.
I just tell you, turn it off.
That
fixes everything.
When I give it to you, is it messed up or no?
It do be messed up.
Thank you.
It's because you got too more many pictures. More than yours or mine. You got too many text messages.
I do. I have like 80,000 pictures.
When's the last time you updated your phone?
I thought it updates by itself.
There's a setting on there that it doesn't auto update. And I'm pretty damn sure you have that off. Because you don't like any interruptions. You'll be pissed off if this phone is updating and you need to use it. See or no?
No, because I do it at night when I'm sleeping.
You don't sleep at night.
You're right.
All
right,
moving on. I got more, but Ale, your turn. About me and my dad. I like this game.
Let me see. What is,
come on, babe.
I didn't think about it long enough. You are very...
Oh, this is going to be good. What does that mean? What the hell?
Miriam, you know exactly what I mean. Like you're not like, come on, man, we got to get this done. You know, you're just like,
ah. What the hell does that mean?
Like, ay, cuando llegue el día, ay, cuando that's venga. What word do I use for that?
Like, the time will come. You don't gotta worry about it.
Yeah, like, we got a million and one things to do, and if I'm not on top of Mando, like, he'll be in his office for hours. Like, we have nothing else to do. What do I call that?
I don't know. Patience.
No. Patient is like you're being patient on something, but it's another word when you're not like getting things done. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't have that like for example, my dad gets off of work and it's nonstop. He'll get off work, he'll start fixing the plumbing, he'll start sweeping, mopping, he'll be fixing something in the backyard, something's messed up, like he's, you know, and Mother will get home. We have a million little things that he could do, but the truck needs to be washed.
You know damn well later. I'm never
babe.
I'm always on my laptop working.
But anyways, you asked me right what I think, right?
Okay. You're a coward.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Well, babe, I need tote bags.
They're right there. You got it. You got it, right? You got it.
Yeah, you guys. If you were one of the first, if you're a real one, you remember me talking about these tote bags like back in August? Mm-hmm. When we first started?
No manches.
Let me know down below when we talked about this. Well, finally, I got my first tote bag last week.
Let's
so
go.
Perfect example about what I mean, Amanda being. And your mom's the complete opposite. Your mom wants to get shit done, she like, does. Right now. Yeah. Like, the house in Mexico, and needs this, the house here, she wants to do this, that. And you're like,
All right, moving on. Yeah, same subject. All right, I got
what's the word that I'm looking
passive.
For?
Passive?
Oh, passive. Yeah, you're super passive.
Is that the only
passive.
One? Is that the only one you could think
no,
of?
No, I could think of more. All right,
I got one more for you.
It's not a bad thing, but, you know.
Clean freak. Clean mother freaking freak. Like, literally, guys, literally. I could be...
Like, right now, what I really want to be doing is scrubbing the grout between my towels on the floor.
Dale, go.
That's what I want to be doing.
But she doesn't.
I don't, because I don't know how to do it.
But yeah, clean freak. Your dad is a clean freak. Every time I go to the store, which is his and your mom's store, El Rancho Grocery, here in Tampa, he's always cleaning, always trapeando, just cleaning, mm-hmm. organizing. Like, he'll definitely put this here, make sure it's lined up.
You were here.
Uh-huh. This phone probably wouldn't be here. Pero no pasa nada, but yeah, clean freak.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I definitely get that from my dad.
I think you exaggerate sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Because mm-hmm. sometimes I leave something somewhere because we're about to head out. And you put it away. So now I'm going crazy looking for it. I'm like, yo, I just put
it's
this here.
It's because I like everything being in its place. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind. Like, I've gotten a lot better. Like, we get home and there's, like, shoes in the front door. There's shoes, like, on the stairs. Like, whatever. I don't get too mad at that because I know that we're putting them on, taking them off.
But you're a coward when it comes to that.
What?
Because you're like, babe, I don't want to see no shoes in the front door. And, bruh, it'd be, like, two pairs of her own shoes there. I'm like, nah, you got to have.
It's because, like, me, I'll pick it up. Like, after the second one's there, then I pick it up. Mando could be, like, 3-4 pairs up there. Yes or no?
Yeah, but if you can have two, I can have four. No pasa nada.
But I've gotten better, right?
Yeah.
Now the house is a little more messy, y'all.
Wait, one last one, guys. This has nothing to do with her dad. But she's like, all right, guys, from here on out, no one can wear shoes inside the house.
Except me.
I'm like, yeah, that's badass. I'm down. But then she kills it with, except me. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell?
But in my defense, let me tell you why.
Why?
I posted you before. I posted you on blast. Mando, every morning, he does laps around my whole house. Mm-hmm. In the backyard, in the front. And... it's been rainy season. The whole freaking, the landscaping is dirt and mud. Yes or no?
Right.
Right?
And grass.
And I'm like, me, I don't go walking around the backyard. Like, I literally go from the house into the car and back into the house. Yeah, you know, I'm not walking around the backyard and stuff. The kids and stuff, obviously, they're running around, so they're going to have mud in their shoes. Pero Mando, the most mud. Why? Well, because
let me stop you there. What? The girl that wanted to live on a huge piece of land hasn't been on her large piece of land in like 2 months.
Why are you worried about my life?
Pa qué?
So I can see it every morning. See it.
Nah, babe, I be out there every morning.
Why you can't wear shoes into the house.
I make sure I take advantage of every square feet in
mañana
this
mismo
yard.
I'm gonna post them, you guys. I'd be going crazy looking for Mando at the house, like if I need something or if I gotta call you or whatever, and I'm like, where's Mando? I go to the front. No, I go to his office, he's not there. I look in the bathroom, he's not there. I go to the front, he's not there. I go look in the back, tampoco, and all of a sudden I'm upstairs and I can see him way in the corner of the fucking backyard somewhere, you know? I'm like, what the hell? At 8 o'clock in the morning, what the hell are you doing? You know? Let me find out your traffic.
Nah, but this is way off subject.
Anyways.
I just want to thank you guys that keep listening to us because we always like go into this.
At this
like,
point, we're just complaining about
we
each
always
other.
Go into this like a relationship thing that we talk about on the podcast. So if you guys enjoy it, I appreciate that. You guys are the best. What else? I told you one about your one last
something
one.
Something else that you have about your dad.
Yeah, similar
is,
to my dad.
I was going to say super friendly, but your dad's more quiet.
Yeah, he is.
But
quiet.
He is friendly.
He is friendly.
Like, he's not the type, like, you know, don't talk to me. Right. Like, he gets along with everybody.
Yeah. He tries to get along. At least start a convo or whatever.
Have a little conversation with people and just.
Yeah, that's something I don't get from my dad, though, because I could go on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mando
on.
Se pasa de talkative, but what I'm saying is that your dad is a nice guy because, you know, a lot of Mexican men. They don't make small talk and conversations with other
men.
You
because
know?
Because what you just said right now just reminded me of something. Like, when I go camping or whenever I, like, think of the idea of going camping, I kind of want to meet the people that are there camping.
Like you did this last trip.
And, like, figure out, what the hell are you doing here camping, right? And that's my, like, I don't know if it's from the movies. I don't know where I get this theory idea from. And that's something that I wanted to do. And I literally did that to our neighbor next door at the camping trip.
I saw you over there walking,
like,
slowly.
Yeah, walking slowly to him until he's like, hey, what's up? And yeah, I literally sat right there next to him. How long did we talk? Like 30 minutes?
Like 2 hours, Armando.
My whole goal was to, like, sit down with someone at a campfire and talk all night, maybe drink some whiskey, like someone that we don't know. That was my vision, but that didn't happen because we were tired and whatever, right? But it ended up happening early in the morning, like at 6 a.m. We were there just talking, and
yeah. He
told me his whole life. But I did notice something about this guy that he didn't let me talk. He was just talking.
That's
and talking
good because
talking
tú tampoco te callas.
So that was cool. But yeah, that's something that I wanted to do.
But yeah, way Mando, I think that's what you get from your dad. The fact that you guys are friendly and that, you guys are both friendly, you know? Mm. Last but not least.
I know. This is a good one.
You better not be roasting me.
Her dad and little Rudy, which is her your nephew, right? We'll see, right? Your nephew, have this, like, resting, I guess that's what it is, resting bitch face. Like, just, like, they look mad 24/7. And I noticed that from little Rudy, Orake, we went to the Rays baseball game. He was standing in line. And just, like, he was upset, like, super serious, like, there was no joy in his face. But he was just super serious. But he was super happy, but, like, he was just serious. So you, like, I remember when I used to, like, we started talking. Now I used to ask you, babe, what's wrong? Like, why are you mad?
He used to always ask me, Bear, is everything okay? Bear, are you mad? Like, I'll be washing dishes. Bear, are you okay?
But, yeah, that's something that she gets from her dad. Her dad also has that resting, are we calling it that? Resting bitch face?
I guess so.
Or what
I like,
can
babe,
you call
do
it?
You want me washing dishes like this?
Yeah.
I just be like,
yeah, you look mad. like you're ticked off about it. I think that's a little weird, but
have I gotten better?
Nah.
No, I feel like I have.
No, I just think I've gotten used to it. Like, I've gotten used to
I
that.
I feel like I've gotten better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially, like,
if you say so.
When we're in public or walking around, like, I never noticed that my face looked like.
Like Fuchi?
Just like, no, not Fuchi. Just like serious.
Yeah.
Serious, right?
Serious, yeah.
And I try to be like, okay, like, just, you know, like squint your eyes a little more, you know.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
You
because if you have that face, it's hard for people to come up to you.
Yeah, it's
and they think that you're mad. And
Yeah. And bothered. I'm not. I really don't be mad.
That you're bothered, maybe. So,
and little Rudy tampoco. He don't be mad.
No.
Ever. You know, never seen him mad
but
before.
But have you noticed that from him or no?
No, I have noticed that he has, like, a serious face. But
yeah, he's like.
But I know that he's not mad. You know, I just know that's
like,
his face.
Like. In comparison to his sister, you know when she's mad.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like 9 out of 10 that, you know, you could tell. Versus, like, any other time, she's happy. And you could tell in her face that she's joyful and whatever, right? But when she changes that face, you know exactly if she's mad or she's sick. That's it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But yeah.
That's funny. And for you, the last thing that I want to say, you got, like, your dad. Oh, my God. I don't know if this is a trait or what, but what?
I have it, but go ahead. I have it.
You guys both love un cafecito con pan.
That's true. No, but one thing that I do know, well, I'm going to help you here, is the sarcasm. My dad is super sarcastic.
Oh, like, yeah, he is.
He's sarcastic.
Oh, my God,
overall,
yes.
Like, he's low-key. He's way low-key.
Super low-key.
He also, like, if he puts a name on you, like, he could put a name on you, like, a sobrenombre, and he said, te quedó.
I wonder what he called
so
me.
I'm really good at that, too. Like, I'm really, I don't know if I want to say good or bad, but I'm really bad at that. Like, I could put sobrenombre, ya valió madre, ahí se te quedó.
Yeah, kind of so, like our friend Supersonic, for
Supersonic
example.
Se le quedó. Shout out to Supersonic. I know you're listening, but yeah. All right, babe, ahí está lo que La herencia que te dejó tu jefe, but it's not over. Father's Day.
Igualito a mi papá.
Igualita.
Igualita a mi papá.
I got some trivia questions for you today. Let's see how smart you are.
Oh, shit.
trivia question number one. What is the average age of the first-time father in the U.S.? The average age.
Are you
going to
give me A, B, C, D?
No.
Bruh.
Come on. This one's like, it can't be 60. And that can't be 90. It can't be 15.
Mid-20s to 30.
Come on. You got to give me a number.
Oh, like one number.
One age.
The average age?
Yeah.
28? Mm-mm. Younger?
31.
What? That's the average?
Of a first-time father in the U.S.
You know what that means, right?
We're on time.
Half of them be more older and the other half are younger.
Yeah. Hmm. Average. How many single dads are in the U.S.? This is A, B, or C question. A is 1 billion. 2 is 2 billion. And 3 is 3 billion.
B?
B, you're correct. 2 billion. Sheesh. Single dads in the U.S.
Yeah, Ben, my friend, like, it's not a single.
Damn, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. 2 billion single dads.
You guys have
dads.
2 billion options out there. So don't be dealing with that toxic guy.
All right. How many kids does Elon Musk have? The owner of Tesla and all that PayPal.
Two.
Nope. 8 kids.
No mames.
That's a lot of kids. I didn't know
like
that
until
today.
Like his?
His, yeah. 8 kids.
Like not adopted.
No. 8 kids.
What the hell?
You had to say it, right? What is one of the words babies often say first?
Dada.
Yeah. Damn. How'd you know that?
Dad.
What is the most popular thing fathers do on Father's Day?
Watch sports.
Nope.
No, wait. That's June? Go to eat? Mm-mm. What?
Grill. Make a carnita asada.
I was going to say, no mames, pobrecillos. They got to make their own food.
All right. What type of fish will keep the eggs of his children in his mouth until they hatch?
That I don't know. That sounded gross, though, because something like you were talking about a human. And I was like, wait, what?
What type of fish will keep the eggs of his children fish. In his mouth until they hatch?
I don't know.
Catfish. The male of the sea.
What?
Catfish places 50 fertilized eggs in his mouth and retains them until they hatch, and the young are 2 or 3 weeks old. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah, that does it for your trivia
Anyways,
questions of the time.
Anyways, hablando de dads, what are you going to buy your dad for Father's Day? Or what are you thinking to do with him or what? Because, yeah, it's this weekend, babe.
Luckily, guys, I have a badass party planner, badass wifey here that helps me out with all my ideas.
No. I'm not going to help
it over
this
to
year.
You.
I'm not
coming.
Helping you this year.
They're actually coming this weekend. I just got the word, so I'm super excited. I get to see my dad on Father's Day, and it's going to be lit.
Okay, but what are you going to give him?
We'll
or
figure
what
it
are you
out.
Gonna do? No, the people want to know. They need ideas.
You guys, let me know down below. Hook me up with some ideas. What to give my dad on Father's Day.
That is always the hardest because I already have to think about mine, and then I have to also try to help Mando's, and él no me ayuda at all, right? Mm-mm. At all. I'd be like, what are you here for then?
Maybe just dinner or something. But you guys, we'll be right back. We need a break. Yo, what is up, you guys? Welcome back to part 2, episode 43 of the TCR podcast. Y tenemos nada más y nada menos a la Lily Bay Walter Mercado, a.k.a. with the Zodiac sign, horoscopes, todo ese pinche pedo. So let's get it, babe. Let's get it.
All right, Virgo, your trusted someone is being tested. You may have heard something or seen something that has caused you to question your faith in this individual. And the more you think about it, Virgo, perhaps you are thinking back to all kinds of little signs that should have warned you. But wait a minute, aren't you jumping too far ahead with thinking that? If this is someone you have trusted well for a long time and they have never let you down before, perhaps your perception is off. Give it some thought and some time. Libra, you really do have to let go of an old grudge. Not only is it hurting a potentially wonderful relationship, but it is also making you bitter and keeping you at arm's length from someone who used to be a friend. Why? What is the benefit, Libra? You probably can't think of a single good thing about holding a grudge and treating it better than you ever treated the relationship itself. Maybe you had some part in how things turned out. Look at things evenly and fairly. Then reconsider dropping that grudge. Scorpio, achieving things just for the sake of achieving it, perhaps as a way to impress someone else, can be hollow once you reach the finish line. If you happen to be pursuing something now to prove something to someone, dear Scorpio, you may want to reassess your values in that area. If there is something that you really love and feel passionate about, or some goal that has deep meaning to you, that would be an incredible investment of your time. Take some time today to think about this. Sagittarius, the stars are encouraging you to let go of a conflict. Even though you may be very determined to resolve it, even though you may have the best of intentions, Sagittarius, and you hope to resolve it fairly and happily, you may be hitting a brick wall each time you try. Instead of repeating the same actions over and over, just let it go for now. You may find that once you stop caring as much, you will be approached with an answer for resolving it. And like always, wishing you guys good health, a lot of wealth, y sobre todo, mucho, mucho desmadre.
Let's go. I get all the zodiac horoscopes of the week. And these are for today or for this week? How's that go, baby?
Explícanos aquí muy bien. These are always for today, for the day for that today? You guys are hearing it. Yes,
okay,
sir.
You did Scorpio. It's been a while. I'm not gonna lie. I liked it.
Why?
I could relate.
What are you doing to impress somebody else?
I'm just trying to impress you at the end of the day.
Let me find out.
I'm just trying to impress you because.
But did it resonate or no?
I did. I'm not gonna lie.
With what?
With the. At the end of the day, you just got to focus on you. It's not about impressing nobody else. Just stay focused on your passion. And that's kind of what, you know, you threw down there. So that was a good one.
But anyway,
I think you should do Scorpio every week.
No, baby.
Because
no.
Aquí estamos. You might as well.
I think we need to hurry up because I'm getting tired.
All right, babe. Only in Florida. You ready?
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite part, you guys.
So pretty much for the people that don't know, this segment is only in Florida or somewhere else. So you got to guess if it happened in Florida or somewhere else. And ahí te va. Man doesn't get a straw at McDonald's and attacks the employee. Where did this happen?
Probably Florida.
Florida. Yeah,
you
that's crazy.
Having a small temper out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding.
All right, this one's crazy. Man throws iguana at a waitress and got really loud with the waitress, right? The manager comes out and try to help the situation. Cooper, which is the iguana, gets thrown at the manager, and luckily, no le pasó nada at the iguana. They rescued it todo el pedo. Where did this happen? Florida or somewhere else?
I think Florida, just so we have a shit ton of iguanas out here.
No, it's actually happened in Ohio. I think the person bought the iguana y todo el pedo, but if you guys don't know, a little down south in Florida, there's like iguanas going crazy.
Huge
ones, huge green
iguanas.
Ones. They actually pay you for
killing them.
For killing them because they're an invasive species.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that and in the Everglades, anacondas? No. What is it? Anacondas?
Yeah.
Big snakes that people actually released into the wild, and then they just, you know, started
reproducing and
everything. Now they're killing all the
birds. You know
what
was a little funny, though? A ver. Talking about iguanas. Whenever we have cold fronts in Florida, the iguanas freeze and fall off the trees.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Wait, do they die or they just freeze?
They just freeze and then you could thaw them out.
And
putting them inside your house or like putting them by a fire, they'll come back to life.
What?
Yeah, they don't die. They just like their heart rate slows down so slow to keep them alive. But that's why they like freeze. I don't know. It's
so
weird. Just look it up. Look up on TikTok, frozen iguanas in Florida or something.
So iguanas,
like that.
I'm dead, but I'm alive.
Literally.
Right,
but
ready?
Yeah, when they fall off trees and stuff, you're like, what the hell?
Like, oh,
what
shit.
The hell?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Bowls of mashed potatoes appear all over the neighborhood in mailboxes all over. They don't know what's going on. Police gets involved, but no one is able to figure out why bowls of mashed potatoes are appearing all over the neighborhood. Where did this happen? Florida or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Yep. Jackson, Mississippi, actually.
Did they find out why?
They still can't figure out what's going on.
What the this hell? Day.
This is an article that I read that is 4 years old. So they're trying to figure it out. So no sé qué pedo.
We should do something like that.
Like just pass out random cookies or tamales everywhere. Oh. Yeah, that's funny. That's a good one. Man takes golf cart onto the interstate at night with no lights. Cops follow him and figure out the situation. Pretty much he was not intoxicated. He was just a viejito. He wanted a ride on the interstate. I don't know how he ended up on the interstate. Where did this happen? Florida or somewhere else?
Probably Florida. We have a lot of viejitos here.
Actually happened in Arizona.
What?
I ain't trying to, you know, bash Florida at this point, man.
I see that.
All right. Last but not least, man steals the car of his date. Pretty much they went to a gas station. They smoke a cigarette, chilling. Next thing you know, he takes off on the car, goes on a date with another girl on
with
that
stolen car.
How?
What the hell?
How did the girl find out that it was stolen? Debbie, which is the sister of the stolen car girl, calls. He's like, hey, is this your car? Pretty much he went on a date with the two sisters.
No mames.
Yes. Yes, mames. But yeah.
That is.
The word is
that's not here. That's like Oklahoma or
something. He did bring his own car, but, you know, he stole the car. And I don't know. Pinche desmadre.
Okay,
where did this happen? Florida or somewhere else, babe?
Not Florida.
Tennessee. Not Florida. That's some freaking weird ass shit right there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
¿Qué te iba a decir? Hablando de dates, can I tell them something about...
Wait, what?
He's like, wait, what are you going to tell them? You guys, my sister went on a date the
other
day.
Oh, my God. Yes. Tell us. My sister Wait. Before I forget, you guys have been asking for a part two of her sister. And... I mean, I see it on the comments all the time. We got to make it happen.
I know.
All right, but go ahead.
My sister was telling us about some random dates, you know, and she said that she went on a date with this guy. And, you know, it was all going good and everything. And the only little red flag was that at the end, after he invited her and everything, like, they had to go half. Which it was like... Okay, that's fine. Like, she'll pay her half. No worry about that. But just know you ain't going to hear from my ass again, right?
Yeah, because that's messed up, man. Honestly, all right, if you go on a date, you better have money to at least pay for the
date. If you are asking the girl on a date, you better fucking pay, bro.
Yes,
see, no?
Yes,
go get a job that pays you a little more or something. Anyways,
or don't go on no freaking date.
Yeah.
Save up just, 200 bucks.
Because, I mean, I get it to where guys feel like, there's a thing where guys feel like, oh, girls are taking advantage. But that just tells you to pick your fucking girls more wisely, you know? Don't take every bitch you meet on a date.
And then
you won't have that problem.
We're still on that story. And then she also said that the guy was hammering drinks down. From this point of view.
More than her.
Right. From this point of view.
And then they had to go half.
At that point, when I'm drunk or like when I'm starting to like feel it, I'm like, man, fuck this money. Then fuck it.
Yeah.
No pasa nada, right? Like, here's 200 bucks. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyways. Yeah, they were leaving, and my sister was like, okay, bye, you know. But he was like, wait, can you follow me to a gas station? My sister was like, what do you mean? And she's like, he was like, yeah, can you just follow me to a gas station? Because he's not from around here. He was from, like, Polk County or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? So she was like, maybe he means, like, so he can, like, sober up, or maybe he doesn't know where the gas stations are at around here or whatever. But she didn't want nothing to do with this guy no more, right? But she was like, I guess, like, let me just be a good Samaritan and follow this guy to the gas station, right? So she follows him to the gas station, or leads him to the gas station, my bad. And he tells her to wait in the car. Mind you, they're not in the same car. There's two separate cars. So he comes back with a Kit Kat. And
it's messed up.
He was like, here you go. And how did he say it?
Here's because you need a break or something
here's
like that.
Here's a Kit Kat because you need a break. And she was like, what? Like, she was so confused. Basically, he was just trying to, like, be, like, charming to her. Like, oh, you deserve a break, you know, because she's a mom and no se que tanto. So that was his way of telling her.
What the hell?
But, yeah, it was fucking weird the way she was saying it. And I'm like, who fucking does that?
Well, when she was saying the story, I thought the guy was, like, going to the ATM to give her cash for not paying or something like that.
Like, oh,
that's
my
what
bad.
I thought,
you know, I didn't have it. My card wasn't working or something. I don't know. That's what I thought, too. But then he comes back with the Kit Kat and is like, here, because you need a break.
And then she says that she didn't hear from this guy for another 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Until then, he texts her and says, yes, what did you think about the Kit Kat or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then your sister's like, fuck it, let me just keep bullshitting. And she's like, yes, honestly, you know, guys like you is hard to come along because, you know, you just, you understand me. And then he writes a whole paragraph. I mean, at that point, your sister was just, bullshitting.
Yeah, she just started bullshitting with this guy because, again, he didn't pay the tab, right? So she was like, oh, yeah, the Kit Kat was great. Thank you so much. Guys like you are so hard to come by. You're really putting a standard up there for how a man should treat a woman and provide for a woman, you know, like, AKA. Something that he totally didn't do. But anyways, yeah, that's punto y aparte. My part was the Kit Kat part. That's what threw me freaking like out the wall. I was like, what the hell does that?
What the hell?
But anyways, all right, you guys.
Wait, if you're going to go on a date, just pay for the girl. At least on the first date. Like, yeah, once you get the second, third, fourth date, I feel like you're a little more secured and you got the bag secured. So I ain't no pedo if you want to split the check, but at least the first one.
You still pay for my stuff.
The first one, just pay the damn tab, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys, hopefully you guys enjoy this week and this weekend with your father. If you still got your parents or your dad, you know, enjoy them. Tell them how much you love them. You know, give them a hug. You know, I feel like, you know, we grew up in a Mexican, like, macho man, not being able to, like, say, Dad, I love you. Like, that was just never so common in the Mexican tradition. To be honest, maybe you might see it differently because you're a girl. But for a guy to tell his dad, I love you and all that, it's just not very common. But fuck that shit. You know, kiss your dad, hug your dad. Tell them you love them. Hold them tight because you just never know. You never know how long we have these individuals, and just tell them you love them. But yeah that's it.
And for the people that unfortunately don't have their dads with them anymore, I think I have a kind of good idea. You know how, like, for El Día de los Muertos, if you guys celebrate that, how we get, like, their favorite items and we do, like, a little altar and take out their pictures and all that. I think, like, and you know how it makes us feel nice? Like, it literally, well, me and Mando, at least, it literally makes us feel like we're literally waiting for our grandmas that passed away to come visit us and hang out with us, how you see in the movie Coco, let's say, right? wouldn't it be cool, I mean, for you to try to do it on Father's Day for your dad too?
Yeah,
like,
that would be cool.
Like, oh, you know, my dad's not here no more, but I'm gonna cook his favorite food, or let me you know, take out some pictures or old videos just to try to remember him for the day. Something that you don't do on a regular because pictures just stand, you know, in the attics and garages and put away. Or the meals are too hard to cook or whatever the case is. But let me know if you guys end up doing that.
I like that idea. Yeah.
I feel like, I never heard of anybody doing that, but I think that would be a cool way to remember your loved ones for anybody's birthday who's not here, Father's Day, Mother's Day, whenever that day comes, you know? But, that's just a little
That's badass, tip. Babe. I'm not going to lie. That's a great idea. Actually, I have a sombrero from my grandpa in my office that I look at every now and then. And like you say, like, it's just a moment of reflection.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you remember him. So I think that day is actually important to, like, you know, do that. If you don't have this person
like
in your
take
life,
out their
know?
Things, maybe put them, you don't have to make a whole altar, but put it like on the dining table. And every time you pass by that for that day, you're going to remember something about your father or your grandpa, whoever the case is. And
no,
I don't know.
Pero si son super llorones, pues todo el día van a pasar llorando.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to
That's
cry.
True. Yeah, it's okay. At least you're remembering them and don't like just forget of them. About them forever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because if not, all you're going to be doing is being on your TikTok, seeing everybody else's, you know, when you could be at home watching home videos and pictures about your dad or grandpa or whoever. But I don't know. That's just a little, right? We could do that for everybody's birthdays and stuff.
That's true.
That
and they're only gone and forgotten until you forget about them, so... Like Lily said, that's a good idea, man.
Yeah,
damn.
Even tell your
that's
kids
you
about
sometimes,
it,
pláticas,
you know,
videos,
yeah.
pictures, todo el pelo. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one.
Or even like if it's, let's say your dad, like hopefully you and your siblings still get along, tell them all about that and maybe all get together that day and like everybody brings something mm-hmm. of their loved ones. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's stuff that you've never seen. Maybe it's videos you hadn't seen or whatever the case is. It's just a good way for you guys to get together.
But you guys, today is Wednesday. So you have all Wednesday, all Thursday, all Friday, all Saturday, 4 complete days to figure something out mm-hmm. if that's the case. And for the people that do have their fathers, you got 4 days to figure out what you're going to gift your dad because, you know, can't just show all the love to the moms.
Yeah.
You got to show the dads love, too, because they deserve it, too. And one day I'm going to be a dad, too. Give myself a lot of babe.
Oh, my God.
We're not
babe,
thinking
we'll
that far
about,
yet.
We'll think about that when we get there. Some kind of electronics or something.
Yeah, let's go a drone or something crazy like that. But, you guys, thanks for joining us on today's podcast, episode 43. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you haven't checked us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go check us out there. If you're feeling these hats that we showed earlier, go download the Guadi's app. I'm going to leave it linked down below. So you go download it because mm-hmm. you're going to get the first dibs there. You're going to make sure you secure the hat that you like. So go download it. And that is it for tonight. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're going to try to be back on schedule next week on Tuesday. Not making any promises, but we're gonna try. That's it, babe.
But yeah, that is it for today, you guys. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us and supporting us. Y como siempre, mucho amor, paz was my thing.
Yeah, you said it. And last but not least, I'm gonna have Lily Bay finalize our TCR, the Cruda Realidad podcast merch that's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Because Lily Bay is a mastermind behind all the designs.
I'll do that tonight.
And I'm just the one that brings it to life sometimes. I get some help every now and then. But yeah, someone's falling asleep. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining
us.